feel that field body or whatever reforms that the GFA will have to go through will also have a rules and regulations being modified. And therefore, in spite of the fact that the CID is taking charge of the criminal aspect of whatever is happening, the representative of the people also feel that, yes, if we should go back and get whatever part that will be established aftermath, that body will necessarily have to get some reforms in the way you operate. And to Mr. Speaker and the members of Parliament, we feel that it is important for us to go deep into the whole issue so as to give us measures or some locus. And we're doing these things based on Article 109 of the Constitution that mandates Parliament to establish that ad hoc committee on issues of national interest.
There have been reports of alleged corruption within the FA for some time now. Why didn't the committee meet for the setting up an ad hoc committee of the sort as we are going to have it now to investigate this alleged corruption, and then we wait for Anas to do this expose before?
Yeah, most of these alleged corruptions and all those things, you know, we must not forget the independence, supposed independence of the FA. And for the fact that sometimes the government doesn't want to interfere in the operations, the governance system of the FA. And so there is that kind of, you know, giving them some leverage to operate. And then the second thing too is that most of these things that are said, we hear them on radio. Well, there have been some instances that people say that they provided evidence. But you see, if we're able to get concrete proof, not only of the object, but the prospects of getting the person or the corruption affected. You see the whole trail. Then the other one is ample evidence that you can base on it. And then we allow the investigative agency to do it and translate the images that you have seen into legal terms that are chargeable offense. Over the years, if they have not been able to do, then perhaps those allegations were not founded on certain concrete things that will allow for a primary party case to be established.
I don't know if you have watched the video. If you have, how damning is the expose to you?
So damning and so embarrassing, and to me, it is in the bad case. And that is why I'm saying that no matter the level that this country's image has sunk, the international community, I believe, will be watching us and seeing the extent to which we'll handle all these things.
That was Chairman of Parliamentary Select Committee on Youth, Sports and Culture, Alex Kofi Ejekun, talking to Felix Kofi.